In the federal corruption trial of former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi, the defense is now expected to call its last witness by the end of the day tomorrow, even though it called the first witness just yesterday. The surprise announcement means the DeMasi case is likely to go to the jury on Thursday. WBUR's David Boeri, who's been following the trial, has the latest.
Defense attorneys had listed 117 witnesses they might call to build their case for acquittal. But no sooner had their first witness left the stand yesterday than Judge Mark Wolf told jurors he was expecting the defense to rest tomorrow and deliberations to begin on Thursday. Outside the courthouse on the harbor, where yachts and tall ships played in the breeze, DeMasi's lead attorney, Tom Kiley, was asked why the wind seemed to have gone out of the sails of the defense.
The government has the burden of proving a case. We don't have to put on any case.
Don't have to, and it would appear they're not going to put on more than a little one. Their main case will be to argue that the government hasn't proven its case. Yet the defense started out promisingly enough with its first and only witness yesterday. David Driscoll was the commissioner of the State Department of Education in 2006 when Cognos Software was awarded the first of two state contracts that totaled $17.5 million. The first one, for $4.5 million, was with Driscoll and the Department of Education. Question from DeMasi's attorney, Tom Kiley, to David Driscoll. At any time in the process, did Speaker DeMasi advocate with you for the selection of Cognos? Answer: no. In fact, Driscoll testified, he had only two conversations with DeMasi in all of 2006 about that contract with Cognos. Moreover, Driscoll said, the Education Department had initiated negotiations with Cognos back in 2005, before he had ever had a conversation with DeMasi. And it was Driscoll who initiated that conversation with DeMasi. I brought it up, Driscoll said. The speaker said, if we can help, let us know. No input from the speaker, came the question over and over again from the defense. No, no input, came the response. Driscoll's testimony undercut the prosecution's portrayal of DeMasi as King's schemer, the powerful speaker and puppeteer pulling the strings and making threats in order to steer the state contracts to Cognos in return for kickbacks. Then came the prosecution's short cross-examination, and Driscoll, who evidently didn't think much of the government's case, was done. And the speculation was, who else would follow him on the stand in this new scaled-down witness list? And would DeMasi and either of his two co-defendants step forward?
No, I wouldn't. It's not the kind of thing that we would ever talk about.
Kiley wouldn't say, but it now seems highly unlikely that the former speaker will testify. Cross-examination has long been called the lawyer's best friend. Were DeMasi to take the stand, the prosecution might keep him there for days. The judge did reveal that one witness for the defense will be DeMasi's former chief of staff. Another witness who may be called is an FBI agent. And soon enough, the jury in the courthouse on the harbor will get to decide if the tide goes out on DeMasi and his co-defendants. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.